relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I want to actually have an impact. Now, the second piece you're talking about, which is what people usually mean by election reform, how are you going to keep it from us being able to be in a position where you can manipulate the machines, manipulate the records? The one way to do that is, I think we should pass a federal law mandating that the same machines with paper trails be mandatory for every federal election. That will be a multi-billion dollar bill for the states, because the states will have to make a choice then. They will have to make a choice whether or not they have two machines. We can't mandate, as you know, state elections. We can't tell the state of Delaware or Ohio or Texas what machines and what method they use to vote in their state elections. But we can do it federally. So in a nutshell, I think we should be mandating that we have a paper ballot with a standardized machine, standardized requirement.
Do you recognize that voice? It's a little bit different from how he sounds now, 13 years later, especially if you saw his... Was that even a press conference last night, or was that just a coughing session for 15 minutes? That was Senator Joe Biden from 2007 saying, well, of course you need a paper trail. It's too easy to fake the results of an election if you're using electronic voting machines. Thank you to Austin Fletcher, known as Fleckus, for sending me that video moments before the show, because I've never seen that. Have you? Has the mainstream media shown that in the last 8 weeks of a tawdry debate on election fraud that seems, at least for the legacy media, to have been over with the declaration from Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate majority, that we now have a president-elect, and his name is Joseph Robinette Biden, despite the fact, please, somebody send the man a constitution, that according to the Constitution, the votes in the state houses yesterday, where each electoral college slate or slates were presented, are sealed and sent to Washington, D.C. to be opened and counted on January the 6th, and if they are approved, with no objections, to be declared by the then sitting vice president who happens to be Mike Pence. I don't know about you, but it's not January the 6th, and those votes have not been officially tallied. That doesn't mean that there is a great chance of a challenge to the endemic fraud in this year's election. But it does mean that it's not over yet. I'm Sebastian Gorka, dear friends. Welcome to America First on the Salem Radio Network. Did we have fun with our political chat before the show, guys? I mean, wasn't that something else? Chad, did you record that?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't that something else?
Yeah, it was. It was. It was a clashing of generations, a clashing of minds of varying quality.
It was a healthy debate.
Yeah, exactly. A healthy debate. A lot happened.
Eric, did you enjoy our discussion?
To me, that felt almost as intelligent as a discussion with the likes of Socrates way back in the days of
Athens. Wow, thank you. And what about Mr. G? Even Mr. G chimed in.
I liked it, but didn't think it was about Socrates and Athens. I didn't say that.
There was a slight disagreement on what we were doing. But guys, it's the big question, and I want to get you involved. What's going to happen in the next 4 years? And what do we need to do? What do you need to do? What do I need to do? What does MAGA World have to do? And there was one suggestion. The sponsor of that suggestion shall remain nameless, Mr. G. It is to drain the GOP. Is that the mission in front of us? We will debate. You can call us on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. It's not over, but whoever gets sworn in on January the 20th, the conservative world has only just begun to understand the challenge we face. Our number, 833-334-6752. We're already getting calls. We'll get to them momentarily. Two hours ago, we sat down for a YouTube exclusive. After the show, check it out, forward it, share it, send it. We decided with the breaking news of the Communist Party of China's list of more than 1 million members, thousands of whom are embedded in U.S. concerns across the Western world, we dedicated an hour to understanding the threat from China with two of the very best friends of this show, Gordon Chang, you see him all the time on TV, and David Goldman, the Spengler columnist for Asia Times. We will be continuing that discussion with none other than General Rob Spalding, my former colleague from the White House, from the National Security Council, former Air Force retired, who was our defense attaché in Beijing. Oh, yes, he knows the level of the threat, and he's going to be in studio with us in our first hour. As ever, on Tuesday, Lord Conrad Black will be with us to give us his analysis of what is happening in the body politic in the last 8 weeks since the election. And then that Chinese story, which burst out of Australia. What are the U.S. ramifications for the penetration of Chinese interests into the United States economy, into our government? Yes, Eric Swalwell, that means you. We will discuss with Miranda Devine of the New York Post. But first, the big news of the last few hours, or the last 24 hours. As we were finishing the show yesterday, word broke of Bill Barr's fate. Bill Barr will no longer be the Attorney General as of next week. Some say he resigned. If you read the article, if you read his letter carefully yesterday to the president, it wasn't a resignation. He was clearly fired. Here is my response. William Barr, good riddance to you. I'll do a mea culpa here on live radio. I said it on other stations. I said it on television last night for Newsmax. I had faith in you, not because of anything I knew about you, William Barr, but because of some very dear friends who had worked for you in the Department of Justice when you had previously been the Attorney General for President Bush. And they assured me that this is the right man. He will drain the swamp, the rat's nest, the infested Department of Justice that we inherited from the Obama administration. A man who didn't need to be Attorney General again. Man who didn't need the glory and was just there to do one thing, get to the bottom of the corruption in one of the worst departments of the Obama era. And he didn't. And I'm quite surprised by some of my colleagues in the conservative media, just a handful, who have come out to defend Bill Barr. Why? I'll give you a very good reason not to. This man had two missions before him. To clean out the Department of Justice of the political hacks that Obama had borrowed in there. And secondly, for all Americans, irrespective of who they voted for or whether they voted at all, to tell them the truth of what happened in the 2016 election. Who was behind Operation Crossfire Hurricane? Whose decision was it to spy on the Trump campaign, to spy on the Trump transitions team, to spy on the Trump White House, and to frame General Mike Flynn, to persecute Carter Page and George Papadopoulos? That was your job, Bill Barr. And you failed. You gave us nothing. We know. We've seen the declassified documents implicating not just Brennan at the CIA and Comey at the FBI, but Obama himself and even Biden, who said, use the Logan Act to take down Mike Flynn. But not one person has gone to jail. Not one person out of the key actors was charged with a felony. And that is why you have proven yourself to be one thing, not just a failure as Attorney General Bill Barr, but as a coward at a time when we need courageous men more than ever. You were a coward. So goodbye and good riddance. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Why the Top Gun music? You'll see. Car Firearms Group is proud to sponsor this segment. Car, K-A-H-R, Car Arms, Magnum Research, the guys that do the Cool Desert Eagles, and Auto Ordnance. Yeah, the Tommy Gun. That's the Car Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. Check them out today, kahr.com. I love my 9mm car carry gun. You can find something for yourself at car.com. It is Tuesday. We have spent an hour with supreme sinologists before the show on YouTube. Check it out. Gordon Chang, David Goldman on the threat posed by China. And we continue on America First live across the nation with our good friend, my old colleague from the White House. He is a former general in the Air Force, senior director in the National Security Council under the Trump administration, former defense attaché and senior defense official in Beijing, Rob Spaulding. Welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be back.
And, oh, lest I forget, author of Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Follow him right now, Robert_Spaulding on Twitter. Let's start with the news of the day. Well, let me just start with that. I don't get you in trouble. Why is it? I tweeted this out early this morning. Eric Swalwell, Congressman Swalwell, why is it that you still are incapable of denying that you slept with a Chinese intelligence officer? How many days has it been? I can deny it. I have slept with no intelligence officers of any nation. Why can't you make that statement? How strange. Let me be more delicate and diplomatic in my question to the good general. Should we be surprised that the Chinese intelligence capabilities targeted a small-time politician in a local council position in California who ended up on the House Intelligence Committee? Is that just dumb luck for the Chinese, General?
No, I mean, of course, that's what they do. We should not be surprised at all. I guess what I'm surprised at, and I'd like somebody to kind of give me an answer to, I have a clearance. In order to keep that clearance, there are certain things that I have to
abide by. Some questions you have to answer.
So my question is, how is it that politicians in D.C. can do whatever they want to include with, sounds like, sleeping with a foreign agent, yet they keep their clearance? There is no way. If that would happen to me, I guarantee you what happened. I'd be court-martialed and kicked out of the Air Force. And, of course, I would not have a clearance anymore. So I don't understand this kind of double standard. It's, in fact, I told my wife when it looked like, you know, there's Trump and Clinton running in 2016. It looked like she might be the president. I told my wife, I said, I don't see how I can serve under her if I'm obligated to court-martial airmen for things that she is alleged to have done.
Oh, you mean like the top and tailing of classified emails onto a private unsecured server? What would happen to a junior NCO who'd done that in the Air Force when you were there?
He'd be gone, court-martialed, stripped of his clearance or her clearance, regardless. I mean, there's no ambiguity here whatsoever. It's so clear, but yet we see time and time again that if you're a politician, it's okay to do these things. I don't understand it, quite frankly. And also, if you look at what's been going on kind of as in the appointees under Trump.
Yes.
A lot of the deep state folks or the establishment folks have been preventing folks that have more of an orientation in regards to national security and foreign policy, like the president. One of the ways that they've been preventing them from actually taking office is by holding up their clearance.
Yeah.
That's the one. So, but yet we have people that are actually doing things that they tell you, if you do these, you're not going to have a clearance. I don't understand why this is going on in our nation's capital.
Let me expand upon what Rob has just said, because he's being a little bit, he's not obfuscating, but he's being delicate. So somebody needs to write this book. Whoever gets sworn in on January the 20th, somebody needs to investigate this story, whereby very sound individuals with a very solid background in national security, who had clearances, were blocked for months, sometimes for years, from coming into the administration in a political appointment, even into the White House. And I'm going to mention names here. General Kelly did this to several people I know. The chief of staff, retired Marine general, used the clearance system to block people who were loyal to the vision of the president. Not loyal to the president, but loyal to the vision of making America great again and America first. The clearance system was used as a weapon to deny them those positions. Whilst we have an individual who slept with a Chinese intelligence asset become a member of the House Intelligence Committee, which requires the approval of Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and Adam Schiff, the chairman of that committee, who for 4 years try to convince us that Russia is the problem when China wasn't mentioned. Let me ask you that. You don't have to mention names, Rob. Give us a letter grade or just your assessment of you can say Capitol Hill if you prefer. You can say the Democrats because they were controlling the House. The elite's understanding of the China threat in the last 4 years.
Well, I mean, I think they have been enlightened to it, but have they actually changed their orientation? At least not as far as I can tell. Now, everybody kind of on the Republican side has fallen in behind Trump's lead, except now that you see that, you know, we've had this election issue. Certainly in the Democratic side, I was very surprised that Biden never came out and said anything with regard to China.
Well, he did. He said they're not a competitor.
Right. But, I mean, as we were rolling into the campaign, I mean, this goes right hand in hand with the fact that he didn't campaign at all, but the fact that he never said anything. When they get in forums, you know, security forums, they will talk about the problem. Now, my concern is, does the rhetoric meet the actions? Because in the case of the Trump administration, the actions have certainly not met the president's rhetoric. This is one of the, by the way, it's been one of his biggest critiques by the people that go after him, is that he, you know, basically cozies up to Xi Jinping. Except, my God, the pressure that she is under is due to the policies that the president has
put in place. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about what those policies have been in the last 4 years, what has worked, and what more is needed with a former stealth bomber pilot, author of Stealth War, General Rob Spalding, retired Air Force. Follow him, Robert_Spalding, right now, and go to generalspalding.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting terrestrially to hundreds of stations across the nation, millions of listeners, and don't forget the YouTube channel. We just broke 25 million views. Just look for America First Sebastian Gorka. Hit the subscribe button. If you're watching us now live, hit the like button, please. And also the notifications bell twice, because that's how sneaky they are, and you'll never miss a thing. And just as a backup, it's always good to have a plan B. Go to the First Amendment alternative to YouTube, Rumble, and follow us there as well. Back after these messages. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
But no, this is one of the misperceptions here. Just because you get vaccinated with that second dose does not mean you should be participating in things like traveling in the middle of an out-of-control pandemic, or that you're liberated from masks. Mm-hmm. Everything still applies until all of us get the two-dose regimen. We don't think that's going to happen until June, July. But, and again, this goes back to what we just talked about, Chuck. We don't know if just getting the vaccination prevents serious illness, or does it also prevent you from getting infection entirely, meaning you can still get infected with the virus potentially and pass it on to others. So really, really critical. Don't let your guard down just because you got vaccinated. You still might be able to get infected with the virus and pass on others. So please keep that in mind.
So what's the point of the vaccine then? That was, of course, MSNBC's own Dr. Gupta. I guess they were jealous of CNN's. His name is Vin Gupta, who says, well, just because you've got a vaccine doesn't mean you're allowed to travel. Or you can take your mask off. Because that's how it's worked in the past, right? Everybody stayed home when they got vaccinated for something. Sheer insanity. We're going to unpack the causes of that insanity with our favorite B-2 bomber pilot. His code name, his call sign is Speedo, General retired Rob Spalding. He is the author of Stealth War, How China Took Over the World While America's Elite Slept. Follow him right now, Robert_Spalding. Let me ask you this, because you know our enemy. You served in China as the senior defense official, defense attaché. How do you think they're... It's a little red teaming exercise. How do they look at the way the West, America included, has responded to the China virus in the last year?
Well, they responded exactly as they influenced us to respond. This is the... There's actually a couple of good papers on this that talks about the campaign. The campaign was really to convince the free world to lock down, just like China locked down. Now, it's interesting to note that if you're in the financial industry, if you're in the agriculture industry, you name it, whoever's tracking data, what they say universally is don't trust what's coming out of China.
Right.
But here we trusted them to tell us that you have to lock down your society and crush your economy in order to crush the virus.
Which is, of course, good for who?
Them. That's the whole thing was set up to grow their economy at the expense of everybody else. It was brilliant. I respect the fact that they're strategists.
And it's working. Let's listen to the mayor of New York, who calls himself Bill de Blasio, although that's not his real name. Look it up. You won't believe it. This is a video cut for a man playing perfectly into the hands of communist China.
Clearly, these numbers that I went over a moment ago, they're going in the wrong direction. We are just on the verge of a huge breakthrough with the vaccine, but we're also dealing with a second wave. We've got to beat it back. We've got to protect lives. We've got to protect our hospitals. So I think, unfortunately, I don't say it with anything but sorrow, but I do think it's needed. We're going to need to do some kind of shutdown in the weeks ahead, something that resembles the pause we were in the spring.
So another shutdown for New York, financial center of the United States. He may be saying that with sorrow as the mayor, but in Beijing, they're very happy, are they not, General?
Oh, they're clapping, they're applauding, they're laughing at it.
They're laughing.
It's a ridiculous thing. Right. If you look at the numbers of dead in 2019 and the numbers of I'm talking total deaths in the United States, 2019, 2020, there's less than 2020. So where is this big surge of deaths? And oh, by the way,
this is the phrase. Sorry, the excess deaths. This is the technical phrase.
Right.
We don't have the excess deaths that a pandemic would make you expect.
And magically, heart disease, the number one killer of adults in America, is drastically reduced.
And the flu. What happened to the...
Doesn't exist.
Look, you just don't take the general's word for it. Don't believe me. Look up the figures for this year's flu season. It is as if the flu doesn't exist as a phenomenon. I don't mean COVID, I mean the flu. Which leads one, a reasonable person, to suspect what? COVID may be real. It is. But how many of the diagnosed COVID deaths were in fact flu deaths.
Or heart disease.
Or heart disease. Or what have you, right?
Right.
This is the question that has not been answered and won't be until it's probably too late. In the meantime, educate yourself. Check out the amazing Stealth War by our guest, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. You can get it at generalspalding.com and follow him at Robert_Spalding, if you want to understand the true extent of the threat, as I learned when my time in the White House with Rob, the only strategic level threat we face. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next on 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that truly works and is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Debron from Massachusetts. These are her words. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Debron, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans? Of course you do. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You can call them at 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, or 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com.
That Network has on a computer expert to talk about COVID instead of a physician. Imagine if you had me on to talk about computers. You wouldn't do that, right? You have me on to talk about COVID.
Good point.
sometimes the most obvious observations are the most righteous. That was, of course, Dr. Mark Siegel on Tucker Carlson's show, reacting to the video cut we played yesterday where Bill Gates was pontificating to the whole world about, yes, who cares about the vaccine? We'll just have to stay shut for another year or another year and a half. Why are we listening to a guy who built computers when it comes to pandemics and a virus? Who cares? Would you ask Mark Siegel as to which code you should use for your next software program? Very good point, Dr. Siegel. Thank you. And that is absolutely correct. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are back. We're going to take your calls. Don't go anywhere. The call board is absolutely full. If anybody drops off, the number is 833-334-6752. That's 833. I did that a little bit too quickly. 334-6752. But first, everybody likes a story. Let me tell you a story. It's about a little girl called Jana. When Jana was just 8 years old, her stepfather went to prison. Her stepfather was Jana's world, and it shattered her life. Her story could have ended tragically, but about a year later, a nearby church called and invited little Jana to their Angel Tree Christmas party. At the party, Jana received a personal note from her stepfather in prison. Jana still has that note. And she remembers receiving a basketball, a journal, a beautiful sweater, and a Bible. And the gifts didn't say they were from prison fellowship. They each bore the name of her incarcerated stepfather. Jana said the following words. I was so excited because I knew it was from my stepfather. I didn't think people realized the huge impact they are making. The small donation they make to Angel Tree can literally change the life of a kid like me. Christmas is only a week away this Friday, and it is still in your power to bless a child like little Jana. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner right at the top. Make a donation for any amount, but each gift costs $22. They get a Christmas gift, they get a children's Bible, and that note, just like Jana got, from their incarcerated mother or father. You can also call the amazing Prison Fellowship team at 888-206-2794. That number again, 888-206-2794. Or just go to my webpage and remember this. A donation of $220 if you can afford it. But you can donate whatever amount you wish. But a donation of $220 makes a difference to 10 little Janas in America. Be that Christmas angel. SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner at the top. God bless you all. Let's go to your calls. First call of the day, John in Phoenix, line 5. John, are you there? It's very quiet. I hear nothing. Call us back, John in Phoenix. Dale, California, line 4.
Thank you, Sebastian, for taking my call. Or should I say brave enough to take my call?
It doesn't take bravery to take a call, but carry on.
Well, first off, I would just like to just encourage my president, Donald J. Trump, to not concede, to hold his ground and never concede this sham election.
Carry on. Keep talking.
Myself, and I'm sure there's probably close to 75 million of us out there, and I'm speaking for myself, that we are willing, if need be, to die for this cause. And I don't say that flippantly either. And I've been dreading this call, calling you or anybody in the talk show world and bringing this kind of stuff up, because I truly grasp the gravity of it. I have small children.
Explain to me, Dale, what it is, express for me, what it is that you are prepared to die for.
Free and fair elections, Mr. Gorka. Because, and here's, you know, I told your call screen I want to take you to task, and I'm going to jump on that now. You constantly, when speaking of people in California, we elected these people. And I respectfully disagree. We have not elected these people, Mr. Gorka. They've been selected. And I've been noticing this for at least 15 years, you know, just across our state. We're not that stupid. We don't elect the likes of Adam Schiff and Swalwell. I mean, these people are intellectual neophytes. We don't elect these people. They were selected by the likes of Nancy Pelosi.
So here's the trouble with what you're saying, Dale. Number one, you have to have evidence of not just election fraud in this one election with regards to a federal position, but election fraud in every single Democrat election in America. And I don't think, I respect you calling in, but I don't think you have that empirical evidence. And secondly, Dale, I think you're mirror imaging. You sound like a smart individual, and I think you think everybody in California or in Massachusetts sees things the way you do. But Dale, let me assure you, there are a lot of brainwashed people in California and elsewhere. Don't you believe that?
I do, and that's, you know, part and parcel of what we need to do in California is you know, we're all fond of defunding things. Let's defund our UC system completely and in whole.
All right, Dale, stay on the line. It's a fascinating call, and I appreciate you. Clearly, that was tough for you to do. I'm going to talk to you in the break. Stay on the line, but we're up against a hard break. Richard Allen, Donald, don't go anywhere. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this product that doesn't affect your capacity to feel pain like synthetic painkillers, but attacks the root the cause of your pain, which is the inflammation. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. You need to find out if you could be the next success story. It's so easy. All you have to do is order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Is that worth it for you? You know it is. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Do it today. You won't regret it.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
You know, I was wondering, it's funny that today is the day, but I was wondering when I was going to get that call. And I'm grateful for Dale, because I don't think he's the only one. I think there are many Americans who've never served and never worn the cloth of the Republic, but are prepared to die for this republic, if it means we're going to stop it being stolen. That was a very courageous call. Let's continue. Let's talk to Donald in Arizona, line 3.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
I understand you have experience as a presidential advisor, and you might just happen to have the president's ear continuously, so I thought I'd call in with an idea I had. You might want to...
Go ahead.
We all know the damage and the destruction of the left and the evil and what they did to General Flynn and the rest of them. you know, through intimidation and threats, either to them personally or to their families. You know, getting a confession out of General Flynn. And I think maybe the same thing has happened to some of the justices on the Supreme Court.
What do you base that on? What do you base that on? That they were threatened
so
like Flynn was.
Constitutional conservatives. We have so many Amy Barrett, you know, and the rest of the conservatives on the court. They're pure constitutionalists, and their main job is to interpret and the Constitution of the United States, and that's the primary focus of their job, and they just seem to neglect it, and there has to be some reason.
Yeah.
For them.
I'll give you the reason. It's a very simple one, Donald. They're cowards.
No, they're cowards, absolutely. They're cowards because they...
I don't believe for a second anybody seriously threatened these individuals. Of course, Supreme Court justices get threats every day from anonymous sources, but the idea that they were put through anything akin to what happened to General Mike is sheer fantasy. It never happened.
The Chinese are so far...
Don't generate spurious hypotheses about the Chinese threatening Amy Coney Barrett. The cowards!
How do you think the court would have voted if they had security clearance, a top level?
What do you mean? They all have security clearances.
Presidential, what they call Secret Service level security, protecting them and
they
their
actually
families.
They actually are protected by armed service DOJ guards.
So you don't think they were intimidated?
Of course not. They're intimidated by their own bloody conscience. And they're cowards. It's that simple. Donald, don't give them an easy out. You're giving them an easy out. They went through nothing comparable to what General Flynn went through. They're just cowards, except two of them, of course. The great Clarence Thomas, God bless him, and Justice Alito, God bless him. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Lord Black.